I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Awkward ba sa dinner table kapag politika ang pinag-uusapan? Ako si Siege Tantenko. I've worked in journalism since 2012, pero kahit kamag-anak ko, hindi immune sa disinformation. Siguro kayo rin. Gusto natin silang tulungan, pero nauuwi minsan sa away. Mahirap! Paano ba natin makakausap ang mga magulang natin about fake news? And what can the road to healing look like? Samahan niyo ako, 5 minutes lang.
Hi, I'm Christian Esguera, a veteran journalist. I'm the creator and host of the Facts First podcast.
So for the people who don't know, Christian and I were classmates before when we both worked at ABS-CBN. And since then, Christian has really spread his wings and Facts First has become a very useful resource and a great platform for conversations that we need in today's society. I know you're worried about disinformation and fake news, but apart from it being this broad thing, fake news and disinformation is also affecting how our families relate to each other.
In the case of the family, mas mahirap pag pinag-usapan yung issue ng disinformation because you're dealing with close relations. What if your parents, your mom or your dad, your brother, your sister actually believes in disinformation? And we saw this during the run-up to the 2022 campaign. Some titas or titos who would somehow confront us, let's say during a reunion, during a Christmas dinner, saying, oh, bakit yun ang mga pinopost mo sa Facebook, eh, mali yan, di ba? Pero pag inisip mo, sila yung mali, ikaw yung tama. Pero how do you deal with that? I realized later on, when you talk about highly partisan opinions, yung mga ganyan, they don't really bother whether the content that they consume is true or not, no? Parang basta naniwala sila doon.
How do you even open up conversations in a way where people will listen?
Siguro, we could start by going through the back door. For instance, meron kang cousin, meron kang tita na mukha talaga naniniwala sa fake information. Naisip ko, pag magkausap, let's not even talk about it first. Siguro, let's reminisce certain moments. Kunwari, nung bata tayo, o tita, di ba, lagi mo kong sinasama sa Tagaytay, tapos may bonding tayo, o yung cousin mo, di ba? Siguro, nagkakainuman kayo before, o kaya ikaw nag-introduce sa akin, let's say, sa band na to, di ba? I mean, you go through the back door and talk about things that somehow both of you can relate to. And then siguro later on, pag medyo nag-heal yung certain wounds, medyo nag-dissipate yung issue, siguro doon kayo pwede mag-usap about facts that you think really matter. Not just for you as family members, but also for the public at large.
Ako, I want to share something very personal. There was a period leading up to the 2016 elections where my dad wanted to vote for Duterte. And for like 2 months, nagsisigawan kami. I would just be like, how can you want someone who talks about killing people? How can you, like, you really want people to die? Ganon. That's how, like, how I would talk to him. And then yung nanay ko talagang pumapagitan na parang, tama na, gusto ko nalang kumain. And I really thought it wouldn't ever be resolved. I really thought, like, I don't know who my dad is. I don't know how we're ever gonna see eye to eye. And until one day, this was after merong hinalikan si Duterte na babae. Tapos he made comments about yung mayor dapat yung mauna. And he was making all of these, like, comments about women. I was with my dad, and then nag-emotional breakdown na lang ako. Ang sakit-sakit, isipin na ito yung gusto mo. And then parang tahimik lang yung daddy ko. Tapos, that evening, bago ko matulog, lumapit siya sa akin. Tapos hinag niya ako. Tapos sabi niya, di ko na siya iboboto, anak. And from then on, that became the door opening. And eventually, my dad developed an understanding of human rights. But maybe what we need is that moment of vulnerability, and then it can spark something in them.
Ganda yan, ah. And sa akin, siguro, especially when dealing with parents, you have to remain respectful. Parang we try to correct them, but not in a condescending way. Kasi pag very condescending approach natin in terms of quote-unquote correcting people, especially those who matter to us, talagang that would lead to strained relations. At saka imagine mo, nung bata tayo, diba, we also embrace certain beliefs na alam ng parents natin na mali. Pero how did they approach us? Sinabihan ba tayo na, bobo ka naman anak eh, mali ang pinaniniwalaan mo eh. Bakit ngayon na sila siguro yung merong pinaniniwalaan and driven by algorithms, tayo naman yung magsasabi na, mami, bobo ka eh. May mali eh, diba? There's something wrong somewhere. So, especially when it comes to parents, family, we really have to be very, very patient.
Yeah, oo, I love that. Minsan, anak din yung magpapalaki sa magulang at a certain point in life.
Thanks for listening. Kung nakarelate kayo sa episode na to, stay strong and share nyo to sa mga magpipinsan chat group nyo para sa next family reunion. Tag us too at @Puma_podcast on Instagram and @PumaPodcastPH on Twitter. I'm also on social media @SiegeTheDay. This episode was produced by Macy Oven and edited by Joe Salcedo. Abangan ang susunod naming episode tungkol sa getting a car or not? 5 minutes lang. Next weekend!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.